Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2305. 5 Exercise Excuses Debunked by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 5 Exercise Excuses Debunked by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. There are a lot of legitimate reasons not to work out. Maybe your doctor told you not to. Maybe you needed your sleep. Maybe you have an injury or you're sick. The key is to be honest with yourself so you can determine when you miss a workout, if you're making excuses, or you legitimately need to rest. As the saying goes, the only thing standing between you and your goal is the BS story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. Maybe a nicer way of saying that is that sometimes we need to get out of our own way. We make these excuses why we can't work out, then we believe them. It all starts in our heads. Believe you can do it first, then do it. 1. I don't have time. This one is easy to debunk because it really doesn't take a lot of time to fit in exercise in your life. Maybe you legitimately don't have an hour a day to work out, but fitting in 20 to 30 minutes a day is all you need. Try getting up 30 minutes earlier in the morning or squeezing in 3 separate 10-minute workouts throughout the day. Yes, that counts. Take your dog for a walk. Do push-ups during commercials or lunges while you're waiting for the microwave to ding. It doesn't have to be structured and scheduled. Just move your body. Something is always better than nothing. 2. I can't afford a gym membership. A gym membership may sound like the ideal workout environment with a 24-hour schedule, a pool, a sauna, and treadmills for all. But a gym can also be crowded, expensive, and intimidating. While it may be nice to have the convenience of a gym, it's simply not necessary to get in shape. If you can't afford a gym membership, you can do workouts at home with DVDs, look up free workouts on YouTube, or follow my workouts every Wednesday. There are a ton of free resources on the internet, and you can get an effective full-body workout with no equipment except your own body weight. No gym membership needed. 3. I'm too old, or I'm too overweight. I recommend speaking with your doctor before beginning any new exercise program, but using your age or current weight as an excuse not to exercise is just a cop-out. Once your doctor gives you clearance to work out, this excuse is debunked. A fitness professional can help develop a safe and effective program for any age or fitness level. Not everyone needs to join CrossFit to get in shape. There are plenty of low-impact workout plans that will be effective for you at your current fitness level. If you're not sure where to start, work with a professional to help you reach your goals. 4. I hate to exercise. Exercise is physical movement with the purpose to improve health and fitness. Maybe you hate running. Maybe someone dragged you to a fitness boot camp once and you felt like you were going to pass out. That's okay. There are plenty of ways to move your body. The key is to find the thing that you enjoy and stick with it. Some like walking. Some like tennis. My dog loves to run, so I indulge him. There are many paths to fitness. There is no need to follow the traditional route. It may take some experimenting, but try some fitness classes, round up some friends for a hike, or jump on a bike with your kids. There is something out there for everyone. And 5, I don't have childcare. My kids keep interrupting me. I have to drive my kids to fill in the blank. I get it. No matter what their age, kids keep you busy. Sometimes, okay, most of the time, they need your attention. You can barely use the bathroom without them pounding on the door, let alone get away for an hour to work out. But kids can be a great motivator to exercise. You want to be healthy so you can keep up with them and be around for them for years to come. Whether they are 5 or 15, getting them involved in exercise is a great way to lead by example and be a role model for a healthy lifestyle. Maybe it's a family bike ride, hike, or tag football in the backyard. Teaching your kids that exercise can be fun is a good way to remind yourself. There's one thing that always sticks with me when I catch myself making excuses as to why I can't do something. I think it's human nature. We rationalize our bad decisions. I once told my sister that I can't get myself out of bed to work out in the morning anymore, and she said, "It's not that you can't, it's that you choose not to." It's true. If I turn off the alarm and roll over to go back to bed instead of working out, I made a choice. Work towards making the choices that bring you closer to your goals, rather than making excuses that set you further behind. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Exercise Excuses Debunked by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Let me go back to the I don't have time to exercise reasoning. This one is tricky because when we think about it, it may be a combination of I don't have time and I don't have energy. So it may sound more like I don't have time, but when I do have time, I don't have the energy to exercise. But here's the deal. If we were to really analyze our days and the time we spend doing non-exercise related things, we'll probably find we can squeeze in a quick workout. If we take the time to, say, bathe and dress ourselves like we all should be doing every day, we need to take at least that same amount of time to care for ourselves through exercise. Because isn't that what exercise is? It's another form of self-care. So we must make time for it. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.